This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha continued to be marred by the opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar and other issues on the fourth day of this week. Due to the opposition ruckus, both the houses have been adjourned for the day. Amid the noisy scene, the House passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. The 11th National Handloom Day is being celebrated across the country today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to the countrymen on the occasion of National Handloom Day. In a social media post, Modi stated that the day celebrates India's rich weaving traditions which showcase the creativity of the children citizen. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has also extended his greetings on National Handloom Day. In a social media post, Khandu urged the people of the state to take pride in their indigenous weavers, especially on the women artisans whose timeless craftsmanship have kept the heritage alive. The government has invited all citizens to participate in a nationwide online quiz competition and test their knowledge about the national flag. In a statement, Ministry for Youth Affairs and Sports today said this quiz is being hosted under Mera Yuva Bharat initiative and citizens can take part in the quiz on My Bharat portal. The ministry said that 25 top scoring participants will be selected for an opportunity to visit Siachen in the company of the Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia. The Election Commission today issued the notification for filing the nomination for the Vice Presidential election. Nominations for the office of Vice President can be filed till 21st of this month and election will be held on 9th of September. The election is necessitated following resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar from the post of Vice President last month. This will be the 17th Vice Presidential election. Governor Kirti Parnaik has greeted the people of the state on the solemn occasion of the Quit India Movement commemoration. He expressed hope that the indomitable spirit and unwavering courage of our freedom fighters continue to inspire all to stand against injustice and inequality. In his message, the governor stated that the Quit India Movement launched by Mahatma Gandhi on August 8, 1942 was a defining moment in India's struggle for independence. He said that the movement remains a symbol of courage, unity and unbreakable will of a nation determined to be free. Meanwhile, the governor has urged the people to free our nation from the chains of poverty, ignorance, inequality and corruption. Namsai MLA Chow Jingnu Namchum has announced free admission for the first 50 students enrolling in the newly established Government Model Degree College Piong in Namsai District. According to an official admission circular issued by the college yesterday, the admission process for the academic session 2025-26 will begin from August 13 to 20 strictly through offline mode. Students have been advised to visit the DC's office for admission-related assistance. A new species of primrose, Primula indica, has been discovered at Mayudia Pass in Dibang Valley District. The research team was led by Bipankar Hajong of Bholanath College, Dhubri, and Pankaj Bharali of the CSIR Northeast Institute of Science and Technology, Jorhat. In a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Min lauded the duo for their dedicated fieldwork and contribution to India's botanical research. The Employee State Insurance Corporation has approved pre-2025 scheme for promotion of registration of employers and employees during its 196th ESI Corporation meeting held in Shimla in the month of June. The meeting was chaired by Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia. SPRI 2025 is a special initiative aimed at expanding social security coverage under the ESI Act. The scheme provides a one-time opportunity for unregistered employers and employees, including contractual and temporary workers, to enroll without facing inspections or demands for past dues. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has issued an orange alert for east coming Kurunkume Lower Subansiri, Pabumpare, West Siang, Lower Siang, Namsai, Tirap and Longding District. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.